There are financially abundant times and economic uncertainties throughout business and entrepreneurship. Now, if you're experiencing economic uncertainty, this can send shockwaves throughout your business or organization. In this episode, I'll be talking about how to lead your team through economic uncertainty. Let's dive in. Welcome to Hire Breakthrough, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs like you take the breakdown out of their hiring breakthrough. If you're a founder who is ready to take back control and build your A-team without the overwhelm, you are in the right place. Your host, Kimon Napier, is a hiring strategist, speaker, consultant, and CEO of Hire Breakthrough. We're on a mission to help founders like you connect with the right talent to scale higher. Your time is way too valuable to stay stuck, and we want to show you how to stop chasing unicorns, take an intentional approach to your talent strategy, so you can make your next right hire. Let's get started. Welcome to the Hire Breakthrough Podcast. My name is Kimon Napier, aka The Hiring Strategist. And today we're going to be talking about how to lead your team throughout economic uncertainty. Now, this was a question actually asked by a listener, and I thought this would be a great podcast episode considering the time. So as of this time, we are in November of 2023, and the year has just been an interesting year for many people in business. So I wasn't necessarily surprised when I got this question, but I thought it might be an episode that would help people who are trying to navigate their finances and, you know, the economy throughout this time period. So let's just jump in. So I'm talking about economic uncertainty because throughout this year, I've heard it from so many business owners. You see it on the news, on the television. Everybody keeps talking about recession, recession, recession. Now, feasibly, if you look at what a recession is, the definition of a recession, we are actually not in a recession. But there is definitely something funky going on when it comes to people in business, their finances, and whole nine yards. I actually have seen a lot of businesses close this year. I've seen a lot of people talk about how they've been struggling in business. And so a lot of people have been operating on fear. Now, let's just dump into what we're talking about in this episode is when you have a team, how do you lead your team through something like that? So the first thing is that we know in business that there are waves. There are going to be times in business where you're going to be financially abundant. There are going to be times where things might be a little bit more challenging. And when I say these, I mean this time period is one of those times for a lot of people. Not for everyone, but for some people, they're feeling it more than most, depending on maybe their industry and so forth. So how do you navigate those waters? Well, I will say this. You have to come to a place and understand that you are not the only one going through this. And when I say that, I don't mean, you know, business owner to business owner comparing it in that sort of way. But I mean as a team. You are the leader in your business. You have people who are working for you, working with you. You have to understand that this is not only affecting you, it's also affecting them. And I think that's a big mistake that I see a lot of leaders make. And then, I mean, if we're going to use this as an example, in the pandemic, what a lot of leaders and business owners ended up doing is that they saw the pandemic, they freaked out, and they fired their entire staff. And the interesting part of it is that 9 times out of 10, it wasn't actually necessary to do that because a lot of businesses were financially abundant during the pandemic. I was one of those businesses. And so this is a sign that what you really need to do is it's a time for you to truly get strategic and to dial in. You have to do things like market research. See what it is that is working. What do your customers and consumers really want from you in your business? And ask your team members for feedback. I think that's one of the biggest things, right? Sometimes as leaders in our business, we think to ourselves that we are drowning or we're going through things solo, but you have a team to lean on. This is the reason, and this is one of the biggest benefits of having a team. Sometimes people on your team see things that you don't necessarily see. So if you're going through a period of economic uncertainty, the first thing is to understand that you are not alone. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that you need to actually show up as a leader. Now, a lot of people are probably just like, why is Kimon actually saying it? And I'll tell you the reason as to why I'm saying it. You know, in any recession, which, you know, I've said before, this is not actually a recession, but there is definitely something going on. So maybe we might be leading to a recession. But in any recession, any time of financial struggle or worries, sometimes with some leaders, not all, their first instinct is to completely shut down or hide. And that is not the way that you need to show up as a leader. Because you have to remember this, if you are leading a team, no matter if your team is 2 people, 4 people, 10 people, 100 people, your team members need to actually see that you are invested in this business and you are showing up. So if you're not showing up, then how can you expect team members to show up, right? Like mic drop, pin drop. Because this is the thing. Your team members they're looking to you to lead. So they're going to follow basically what you're doing. So if you are like, okay, maybe this month wasn't like the most financially fiscal month for us, what can we do to turn it around? And they see you trying to figure out, they see you asking for feedback, they're naturally going to want to do the same. Because why? It shows that even though you're the leader of the business, you are also a team player and you're not just hanging them out to dry. A lot of leaders, they don't operate like that. So it's like in a period of financial struggle, they might just say like, well, you're not marketing hard enough. You're not selling hard enough. This is what they might be telling their team members when it might not be any of those things. It could just legitimately be a period of financial uncertainty. And as the leader, what you need to be doing is you need to make sure that you are leading the team through that. So making them see that you're there. So whether or not, you know, this depends on how your business is structured, but whatever it is that you are supposed to be doing in the business, maybe it is that you need to strategize some more. Maybe it is that you need to hop on some more sales call. Whatever it is, you have to lead your team to this. They're looking to you to lead them. They want you to lead them. And that's what you need to do. So that's really the second biggest thing when it comes to economic uncertainty. The third thing is, please, for the love of God, please don't just go out here and just fire your entire team. I've seen so many businesses do that and it comes back to bite them. Essentially what you're doing, you're shutting down your business, you're shutting down your operations. Now, what I will say, if you do have team members that are not necessarily the most efficient, it's a good time to do some performance reviews. The reason for that is that maybe this team member can operate in a different area of the business. Maybe they have skills that can really aid you during this time period that you might not have even noticed before. It's a time for you to reset and really get clear on what it is that you need. Oftentimes, a lot of businesses and business owners, they don't necessarily know what they need when it comes to their team members, or they might have people on their team who I wouldn't classify as an A player or who are just not efficient. So in this period, it's a time for you to reset. So now if you're in this period, maybe that you have reserves in your business that you're like, okay, I can coast, you know, during this period. Of course, I'm still trying to make money, but during this time, we're going to operationalize. This is a gift, because what I see a lot of business owners do is they focus so much on the sales, marketing, and forget about the operations. And this is where you have customer dissatisfaction. Products are not working. Things are glitchy. People are not getting back to you on time. So it's a time for you to do all of that. This is a time, if you don't have an operations team member, if you can't afford it, I would highly suggest you get some type of operational help to help you do things like get your KPIs together, to help you do things like, get your standard operating procedures. Make sure you're looking at and doing like a complete analysis of the tools that you're using. Is there places for you to save? All of that good stuff is going to help you throughout this period, because of course we know it's going to end. it's going to end at some point. May not feel like it to some, but it will end at some point. And when it does, you want to make sure that you can hit the ground running and everything is functioning in your business. It's also a time for to help you stand out against, you know, maybe your competitors or other consumers, because I guarantee you a lot of businesses have closed in the year of 2023. Businesses that I was frankly surprised that closed. But at the end of the day, you never know what somebody is going through in their business. And if you are using this time to get strategic and smart about how you can make things better in your business, it's going to sustain, and it's going to help you probably to make more money, and it's going to help you to really hit the ground running while we get out of this period. So that's the next thing. The fourth thing is, I'm going to actually use an example for this. So I talked about earlier that you need to show up in your business as a leader and stuff like that. So I'm going to give you, it's kind of like a case study as to why you need to do that. And this will be number four. So I remember I worked with a business owner. The business was thriving, you know, throughout 3 or 4 years, the business was doubled and even tripled its revenue and the whole nine yards. Now, what that business owner chose to do was they weren't necessarily financially savvy. They did not listen to their CFO. They did not listen to their COO. And ultimately, what ended up happening is that in a period of economic uncertainty for that specific business, the business started to tank. And let me explain to you as to why. So of course, you're not listening to, you know, your financial advisors, your strategic advisors. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that you're not making sound investments in your business. So you're just spending, spending, spending. You're not saving, saving, saving. One big mistake I saw with this business is that it had no reserves whatsoever. This is a complete big no-no, because you don't know what will happen in business. And so in a period of economic uncertainty, there were no reserves. So if in this business, they had a particularly rough month, and what ended up happening is that they were missing payroll, you know, things were bouncing back in the whole nine yards. And it's because the business owner was just not making financially sound decisions from a financial perspective. Also, another thing with that specific business is that the business owners was charging way too much money to the business, like on a monthly level. Now, this is another mistake I see a lot of people make. Of course, the beauty of a business is that you can write off things on the business and the whole nine yards. But if you're not bringing in money, you can't keep charging money to the business. And a lot of people make that mistake, and it's something that you don't want to do. So with this number four right here, what I want to encourage you to do, meet with your financial advisor, your accountant, your bookkeeper, whoever it is that helps you to make financially sound decisions in your business. I'm encouraging you to meet with them. Now, of course, you should be already doing that. But if you haven't been, maybe you're a particularly small business and you've been doing your bookkeeping and things like that yourself. But if you need more advice, or if you're in a period of maybe you're like worried about finances, or you want to prepare for your next level, it could be that you're, you know, this is an abundant period for you and you want to get prepared. I'm encouraging you to meet with whoever it is that can give you financial advice, because you need to establish the reserves for your business. You need to make sure that your operations is functioning correctly, meaning that you have the proper tools. Maybe you have tools that you've been spending money on that you haven't been using. You need somebody to do this analysis for you. And of course, on the financial side, that's going to be like a financial advisor or a CFO. On the operations side, that's going to be like your chief operating officer, your operations director or manager, or something of that nature. This is going to really help, you know, change the trajectory, because you need this insight in order to make sound decisions. Because that comes to the next point, you know, number five, is that you can't ignore this. And you'd be surprised as to how many business owners are like ignore things when they're going wrong. As a leader in your business, you have to learn how to turn the ship around. Basically, the analogy that I'm using. So if you're noticing things are changing in shopping patterns, It's a time for you to really think, okay, what is it that my customers want? What do they need? Probably what you should do is ask them those questions, right? So you can fulfill those needs. Because it's going to just help you use this period as a time to actually get insight into things. Maybe it's that you have a couple of products and they haven't been doing well, and maybe it's time for you to create a new one. As a leader in your business, you are going to have to get creative and strategic during this time period, and that's how it's going to really help you. So, of course, that's what you really need to be doing as a leader. Now, when it comes to your team, of course, you need to lead and motivate your team. So how do you keep up your morale of your team? Because like I said before, even though it's an economically challenging time for a lot of people, your team members have their own lives. You know, they have their own bills. You know, inflation has been a big issue, of course, this year for most. So they're dealing with their own stuff. And so as a leader, you need to be an empathetic leader during this time period, being more understanding. You know, statistics have shown during these type of periods, people deal with like mental health. And so you have to think about what is it that you can do for your team members that's going to support them during this time period. So a couple of ideas. Now, if your business, depending on how it's structured, what I've begun to see a lot of companies do is that they'll have early Fridays for their team members, meaning that they can leave work early. Some businesses are also doing like a no work or even a no meeting Friday, just to give people kind of a chance to catch their breath because of all the things that they've been dealing with during this time period. Those are things and examples of empathetic leadership. You want to provide something for your team that's going to help them. Now, of course, if it's a really mentally challenging team, I mean, I had a client whose team members were really going through it during this time period. And what they ended up doing was offering them like a stipend almost to really help them to get some virtual therapy, use a couple of apps like Headspace and Headway and all that kind of stuff to really help them during this time period. But that is how you show up as a leader. You don't want your team members to just feel like, yes, the leader is up here and I'm down there. You never want them to feel that disparity amongst you, because it just is not supportive for your business. And what ends up happening is that during these time periods, it's like people's true colors will show. So if you are a leader and you've been a great leader, and then during the economic uncertainty, your team members can kind of see like, okay, this is how my leader functions under overwhelm and stress. And if you're not functioning in the best way, what it can cause is that, of course, they're going to start looking for jobs. Their performance might drop. They just might be totally disengaged. You don't want any of those things to happen. So make sure you as the leader are also getting support during this time. Schedule a therapy session, meet with a strategist, get the help that you need in your business the way that you need the help. Don't ignore things and make it necessarily get worse during this time period, because what you need to do is foster a sense of resilience, and you have to get adaptable during this time period. For your team members, you know, if they have some additional time maybe in their schedule, it could be a time for them to invest, not for them to invest, but for you to invest in them to get some sort of training to help them to upskill themselves, get some more personal development. All of these things are going to truly help during a period of economic uncertainty. So I wanted to end this and say, like, don't worry, you're not alone. I've heard it from so many businesses, but this period will end. And even if you're in a financially abundant time, like I said, if business is waves, you can have that financially abundant time period. You can maybe have a month or two where you might be struggling when it comes to your finances and your company. But these are some things that's going to actually really help you during the period. This is how you're going to lead your team through it. This is how you're going to get more resilient, more adaptable, and how you're going to ride out the wave. And you're going to end up on top by implementing all the things that I shared. So I hope this was helpful for you. I hope you got some value from this episode. Now, before we go, I wanted to just share something new and exciting for all of you. So if you've been, of course, having this period where you're wondering, okay, how do I make more money in my business? But I want to have a team. I don't want to do it solo. I don't want to be burnt out. I don't want to be stressed. Well, I have something awesome for you. So on November 13th, so starting November 13th through November 15th, I'm going to be hosting a free challenge. This is the Stack Your Team, Stack Your Revenue challenge. It's a 3-day challenge, and it's designed to help you move from either a team of none or maybe an unprofitable team to a more profitable and scalable team. This is how you're going to stack those coins in your business and make more money. So I'm going to be covering my proven proprietary framework that's going to really help you to dial in with your team. It's going to talk about all the things that you need to have in place. It's going to talk about how you attract those A-team players. And it's going to talk about how you can make more money by utilizing people in your business. Because why would we want to be working solo and in silos? That's not healthy, and that's not necessarily going to help us to get to 7, 8, or 9 figures. I don't know about you, but I've never seen any business get to 9 figures being a person of one. So if you're looking to make more money and stack those coins in your business, I want you to go to stackyourteamchallenge.com. You're going to register for the challenge, and we're going to go underway. I'm going to be going live for the 3 days, and I'm going to teach you my proven framework and my strategies to really help you to, of course, attract those A players and to make more money in your business. So before you go, go to www.stackyourteamchallenge.com. And of course, stay tuned for the next episode.
Are you ready to stop chasing unicorns and hire diverse, qualified talent, but you need help with the full hiring process? If so, be sure to visit hirebreakthrough.com/scale so our team can help make your next right hire today.